Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He was, let's just say, surprised that that they went in that direction. And I'm not surprised that he reached out to Jordan, being in a similar situation himself 15 years ago. And we had a great relationship in spite of what he was basically caught up in the middle of a hornet's nest, if you will. I don't foresee that happening here.
So it's a little snippet of Brett Favre's conversation with Rich Eisen yesterday, in which he said, among other things, that he thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to now play somewhere else. So let's get to the Favre-Aaron Rodgers story. Haven't hit on this for a couple of days. Rodgers won't end his career with the Packers. Favre was asked. He says, my gut tells me no. I don't know this for certain, but I guarantee you it's got the wheels turning in Aaron's mind. If that's the case, then that means there's a chip on his shoulder towards the organization that otherwise was not there. All he needs is a reason other than this reason to expedite that. Maz, what's your thought on the whole Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers thing?
Okay, so this story actually started to break yesterday when we were on the air, when Favre did the interview with Rich Eisen. And I was playing the audio a little bit during commercial breaks of the show yesterday. I went back and read it a little more this morning. And this is the line that got me from Favre. There were two, actually, but this one in particular. When asked about how it would end between the Packers and Rodgers, Favre said to Eisen, I think he'll play somewhere else. Okay, I think he'll play somewhere else. And my answer to that is, so what? So what? So he plays somewhere else. So what? I'm supposed to cry myself a river because the Green Bay Packers had the audacity to select someone in the first round when they think that Aaron Rodgers has reached a point in his career when he's starting to coast? So this idea, and I know this is a common belief and sort of tenet of this program, but I can't tell you how much I truly believe in it. Okay, really, to my core, I believe in this. Why does Aaron Rodgers get to coast? Why? Why does anybody get to coast? When you reach a certain point in your career where you think you are no longer due to be held accountable by the people around you or the people you work for, tell you what, it's time to move to another job. That's what it is. So this idea that somehow anybody could be exempt from the responsibility to produce or from competition that could push us, to me, I cannot tell you how much I hate it. And we have seen it countless times in professional sports, and we've seen it here recently even with the quarterback. And before I make any comparison between Rodgers and Brady, let me say this. At least Brady won 6 Super Bowls. At least Brady went to 9. At least Brady spent 20 years in a place before he finally started to get a little entitled. Okay, a little at the end compared to this guy. Aaron Rodgers, please, kiss my ass. You know, nobody should cry for you, pal, when over the last 2 years, you have ranked, respectively in the league in quarterback ranking, 12th and 13th for one of the highest paid players at his position in the history of the game. The fact is that Aaron Rodgers hasn't pulled his weight for the last couple of years. The Green Bay Packers called him on it, and now he's somehow pissed about it, or Brett Favre thinks he's pissed because that's how Favre felt 10 years ago. Please, kiss my ass. You don't want to be held responsible anymore. See you later.
Oh, I co-sign. Oh, I co-sign. Gundquist, or however you pronounce that name, the GM, my hero. Oh, Matt LaFleur, my hero. My faith has been, as I said the day they drafted Jordan Love, my faith has been restored in the Packers organization. You talk about entitlement. Oh, my God, grotesque. And Favre, of all the people,
to be talking about this, right? Like the ultimate entitled athlete. And in Green Bay, they just went from one to the next. And Aaron Rodgers, maybe it's the water in Wisconsin. Maybe we just ruined people out there, because Rodgers wasn't that when he took over. But boy, he has become what Brett Favre was, entitled. Bigger than the team, coasting, resting on his laurels, expecting everything to be laid at his feet. Brutal. Just brutal. Like the worst example of it. And Brady, you're right. It started to creep in a little bit with him, his entitlement. Nowhere near as bad as these two. And Brady might be worth it. Like, Brady might even be entitled to the entitlement, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You know, you could even make that case. I don't think that he is. I don't think any quarterback is in that sport. I think you can't manage that sport like that. You can manage basketball like that. But I think it's hard to manage any other sport like that, where you make, you know, one player bigger than the team, even than the, you know, even the quarterback. But if anyone was worth it, it was Brady. Not these two. I mean, these two were good. They were very good, but they're not worth it. They're not even close to worth it. And the hero worship among the media, to me, is just insane. Like, everyone caterwauling that you've never drafted a first-round receiver for Rodgers, and he's not surrounded by this, and why don't you try and win with Rodgers? I really don't think they watch the game very closely. They must not, because Rodgers has slipped. The last couple of years, he has slipped. He has slipped on the field. His mechanics have regressed. He's just not structurally sound like he used to be. He just way too often just wants to dance around and make a big play versus running the offense. And it's become apparent if you watch the games. He has slipped the last couple of years. The numbers are reflective of how he's played. That's not a function of his weapons or the coaching. It's a function of him. He has slipped the last couple of years. And no one seems to see it. No one seems to recognize. Do you watch the games? Do you watch him? He's not quite the same guy. And so why is he entitled to a free reign in the red carpet all the way to the end of his career at the detriment of the organization? Since when?
He's not. And the fact is that, to their credit, the Packers are seeing it. And I was giving this some thought today, this morning. And the way I frame this has to be very particular, and you'll understand why. Okay, but over the last 25 years, what franchise in the NFL has had a better combination of quarterbacks than the Green Bay Packers?
No one. It's us.
It's not even close. It's the Patriots just because of Brady.
That's right. Us, Stu. It's us.
Right. It's the Patriots because of Brady, but it's Brady and whoever. Right. Throw whoever you want in as the second guy. But if you're talking about actual starter to starter, a lineage, it's Green Bay. And you know how many Super Bowls they've won?
Two.
One for Favre, one for Rodgers. Brady won six. So again, if there is any entitlement that goes there, I half get it with Brady. I do get it with Brady. Aaron Rodgers, oh my gosh, I saw this and I said, oh, the irony of this, that Brett Favre, after all those years. You know what the bottom line is? Favre's still pissed at the Packers, so he's taking Rodgers' side of it.
Of course.
That's what it is. They're both mad at the organization, to which I say, you guys don't want to be held accountable. You don't want to be responsible to your teammates. You just want to show up and have your ass kissed, in which case, go play for someone else.
Oh, thank God someone stood up to Aaron Rodgers. I didn't think it was possible. I mean, Favre was asking for it, and finally Ted Thompson did. It was the best thing the organization ever did. I didn't think it reached that point with Rodgers where they were close to standing up to him. I mean, this coach is just, he's a kid. And he's so inexperienced. It's not like the GM has much experience. He's a younger guy, too. I never thought at this stage he'd have the balls to stand up to that guy. But thank God they have the balls to stand up to Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's going to handle it well. I don't think it's going to look good this year. I think, you know, because Brady's wired a certain way, them drafting Garoppolo brought the best out of him. I don't know if it brings the best out of Rodgers. I wonder if he goes in the other direction, because he's not quite the guy that Tom Brady is when it comes to this. So I don't think it's going to be pretty here in Green Bay this year. I think they're going to – and people are going to blame LaFleur and Gundquist, and it's going to be just the opposite. Blame the quarterback when this thing goes south. And I think it will go south. People don't realize. There's another thing. Like, you know, people say, well, they were one game away from the Super Bowl. They're right there. They're built to win now. Yes-ish. They were kind of a fraudulent 13-3. And Bill Barnwell on ESPN does a good job to point this out. I mean, I could just eyeball it and tell you that they won a lot of sketchy games last year. A lot of games where they weren't that great. I mean, I'll just give you one you probably all remember. There was a Detroit game on national TV. Maybe it was a Thursday night game or a Monday night game.
Yep.
Where the Packers pretty much got their ass kicked But they kept getting these hands of the face flags on Trey Flowers and the Lions. Remember this?
Yeah.
Where the Packers got bailed out like three or four times on this stupid hands of the face call, and they ended up winning it late. They had several of those. And as Barnwell points out, he says the Packers outscored their opponents by a total of 63 points on the year. They were 13-3, and their point differential was plus 63. He says if you use the Pythagorean expectation, okay, I'm sorry to go advanced metrics on you, but if you use that Pythagorean expectation to estimate that a team with that sort of point differential typically wins about 9.7 games, and we can use history to find that the vast majority of teams with that sort of difference between their actual win total and expected win total almost always decline. He says by that measure alone, we would expect the Packers to drop off to about a 10-6 team next year. So he says if, you know, a point differential of 63 usually translates to 9-7 or 10-6.
Yep.
And they got to 13-3 because they caught some breaks along the way.
Oh, they got lucky. And I'm sorry, Mike, the other comment that Favre made, Favre said that he believes the Packers, quote unquote, burned a bridge with Rodgers, obviously, burned a bridge that's going to be hard to overcome.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Who cares?
So my question is this. Where's that bridge leading them? Where are they going on that bridge? Because they've kissed his ass, and what good has it gotten them? It's been 8 years since they won the Super Bowl, and they haven't even gotten back to it. So what good is preserving that bridge if the bridge doesn't take you anywhere?
Again, using DVOA, their advanced metric, the Packers were the 10th best team in football last year, right next to the Eagles and the Rams and behind the Cowboys. They outperformed their point differential and DVOA because they were 6-1 in games decided by 7 points or fewer, and they had two extra wins by 8 points. So in games decided by a score or less, they were 8-1. Career, Rodgers, in games he started and that were decided by 7 points or fewer, career is 34-34-1. So every other year, like most teams, most quarterbacks, close games, they're 50-50. He's a 50-50 proposition in these close games. Last year, they went 8-1 in games decided by one score or fewer, 6-1 in games, you know, that's going to even out this year. That's going to even out this year. So they're not as good as that 13-3 record showed. They weren't as good as the NFC Championship game would lead you to believe. They're a good team. They're fine. But they're not great. They're not elite. They're not a lock, stock, and barrel team. Even if they had drafted two receivers in this draft and surrounded with all sorts of weapons, I just don't think they're that kind of team. And his play, if you watch it, has slipped. His play has slipped. And he's 36 years old, and he thinks he's the cat's ass. And thank God, thank goodness, from my perspective as a Packer fan, they realized it there and took him on. Someone took him on. So Aaron Rodgers on notice. I love that. And Brett Favre crying for Aaron Rodgers. And all these people putting stock in Brett Favre. You know what an a-hole Brett Favre was at the end of his career in Green Bay? Just slapping it out there. You know, I mean, totally banging in on the off seasons. You know, familiar story there. But will I play? Will I not play? Half-ass efforts. Like, remember the game where it was one of the first games Aaron Rodgers ever played? The Patriots were there I want to say it was 06. I think it was 2006, if I'm not mistaken. The Wisconsin hunting season began the day before on Saturday. On Saturday before the Sunday game against the Patriots. And they even said this on the broadcast. Brett Favre banged out of the production meeting because it was the opening of the hunting season. And so he did that quick interview with Dan Dierdorf or whoever was doing the game, Dan Fouts, and they talked about it on the game. Favre cut his interview during the production meeting short because it was hunting season. It opened, and he wanted to get out and do some hunting. And then the next day, during the Patriots game, he bagged out in the first quarter with what he said was an elbow. You know what that was? That was hunting season flu. That was sitting in a tree all day, chugging Bud Light, doused in deer urine, you know, whatever, doing his hunting thing. He mailed it in for years.
I think this is 2005 you're talking about. He was 9 of 21 for 69 yards before
the 35-7 was the final of that game that got destroyed.
Was it 05? Was that the year? Whatever year it was, he had mailed it in for years. And finally, the Packers took him on and made the move. It's the best thing they ever did. And they're not making the same mistake twice, or they're not going to allow them to make the mistake that they didn't make the first time. And Favre's crying a river. Oh, give me a break, Brett. You big fraud. So I'm with you on this, Maz. We'll take your calls on this and Andy Dalton to the Patriots right after these words.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com. The Bat. Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid
Mass. It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He was, let's just say, surprised that that they went in that direction. And I'm not surprised that he reached out to Jordan. Being in a similar situation himself 15 years ago. And we had a great relationship in spite of what he was basically caught up in the middle of a hornet's nest, if you will. I don't foresee that happening here.
So it's a little snippet of Brett Favre's conversation with Rich Eisen yesterday in which he said, among other things, that he thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to now play somewhere else. So let's get to the Favre-Aaron Rodgers story. Haven't hit on this for a couple of days. Rodgers won't end his career with the Packers. Favre was asked. He says, my gut tells me no. I don't know this for certain, but I guarantee you it's got the wheels turning in Aaron's mind. If that's the case, then that means there's a chip on his shoulder towards the organization that otherwise was not there. All he needs is a reason other than this reason to expedite that. Maz, what's your thought on the whole Brett Favre-Aaron Rodgers thing?
Okay, so this story actually started to break yesterday when we were on the air, when Favre did the interview with Rich Eisen. And I was playing the audio a little bit during commercial breaks of the show yesterday. I went back and read it a little more this morning. And this is the line that got me from Favre. There were two, actually, but this one in particular. When asked about how it would end between the Packers and Rodgers, Favre said to Eisen, I think he'll play somewhere else. Okay, I think he'll play somewhere else. And my answer to that is, so what? So what? So he plays somewhere else. So what? I'm supposed to cry myself a river because the Green Bay Packers had the audacity to select someone in the first round when they think that Aaron Rodgers has reached a point in his career when he's starting to coast? So this idea, and I know this is a common belief and sort of tenet of this program, but I can't tell you how much.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'll be honest with you, I was very surprised. I really thought that they would go in the direction of an offensive weapon. You know, there were several plays from being in the Super Bowls. But, you know, just a few plays, they kind of fall back in that game. And in nothing against Jordan Love, I mean no disrespect, but you trade up to get a guy who he may turn out to be great. I hope he does. But you trade up to get a more of a project. A lot of upside, no doubt about it. But he can't help you get to the Super Bowl immediately. They don't draft any weapons, not just in the first round, but any weapons that can help immediately. And that just sends a disrespect message to what I would think to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, well. Oh, well. It's like, so wait a minute, that's Matt LaFleur's job and Brian Gutekunst's job? To respect Aaron Rodgers and make Aaron Rodgers happy? That's their job? I thought their job was to win football games and do what was best for the team. Oh, no. It's you're just supposed to make the quarterback happy and put the quarterback in the best position. And we started to hear this with Brady. Not as bad. Let this just be sort of a little bit of a lesson or a warning. You know, you go too far with your Brady stuff here, you become what the Packers have with those guys, which is bad for business, trust me, having watched it firsthand. But that's the way Favre approached it, and that's the way Rodgers is approaching it. You're supposed to do things for me. What do you mean? This is disrespectful to me. And, oh, by the way, when Brady does it, as Maz says, after winning six of them, Brady almost might be worth it. Maybe. At least you can make the argument. These guys who've won one, and frankly, from a winning standpoint, have kind of underachieved? Screw off. I have to make a draft pick just to show respect to you? Kiss my ass.
2014 wasn't his fault. That team should have went to the Super Bowl against the Patriots. They just blew it in Seattle.
Agreed. And, oh, look, there was I think it was about a 4 or 5 year stretch there where Aaron Rodgers was the best in the league. He was tremendous. But he's fallen off of that. But even when he's tremendous, you shouldn't do things just for him. The whole thing isn't to make him look good. The thing is to win football games. That's the whole point. Well, I mean, so what is disrespectful to Aaron Rodgers? Give me a break with that crap.
Oh, God, please. I'll tell you. Look, in the last 5 years, his passer rating is sixth in the league. And you say, well, sixth in the league, that's still pretty good. It is, except that when you consider who he is with or who he's clustered with in that period of time. And he's clustered with guys like Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott. In the case of Prescott, obviously you're talking about a smaller sample. In any case, here's my point. If I'm going to have Dak Prescott as my quarterback or Kirk Cousins as my quarterback, A, you know, now granted, the salary is one thing. The real big point is, why do I have to kiss Aaron Rodgers' ass? Because I don't feel like those guys' asses get kissed like the way Rodgers wants his kissed. And so why do I need the headache of everything that goes along with the drama and the prima donna when I can have someone else play quarterback and be the same team? That's the way I look at it.
So, anyway, there's that story. Back to your phones. Mike's in Southie. Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make Murray throw up in his mouth. The scout who was down at TCU when Andy Dalton played there suggested they draft Josh Boyce, Marcus Cannon, and Malcolm Williams, a cornerback. They also went and signed Marshall Newhouse, who's on that offensive line for this past season. If there's a pipeline from Alabama to the Patriots, that's 6 draft choices in the last 19 years. There's been 4 from TCU. So I just want to make a little more smoke here for Murray to make him sick.
Love it. Love it.
That worked. Yeah, there's definitely there's a connection there. And these TCU bums, there's already some here. Let's add another.
I mean, the connections, you know, just because you get one bag of crap after the next doesn't deter Bill Belichick. He'll still go in for the Nick Saban guy or the Rutgers guy or whatever. Just because none of them worked before won't stop him. The pipeline's the pipeline. Bill takes advantage or Bill, you know, taps into it whether it's worked or not.
He's got bubbles to make
right.
happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the bag of crap you know versus the bag of crap you don't.
Peter in Norwood, you want Andy Dalton?
No, I don't want Andy Dalton. Michael, you kind of already told me where you stand on the numbers on wins, so I'm going to ask Maz and Murray. So just given Stids, Dalton, and my personal favorite, my guy Cam Newton, if he's healthy, obviously. A healthy Cam Newton. Maz, out of those three guys, does Newton get you 10 or 11 wins?
He probably gives you the best chance, yeah.
Okay, what do you think, Murray?
Yeah, if Newton's healthy, yeah, Newton gives you the best chance.
So, just Michael, Winston just signed with the Saints for $1 million, right? So we're hypothetically thinking that's the barometer for Newton and Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, if you have those three, doesn't Dalton and or in your scenario, Dalton and or Newton get you to the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've I'm on record, Peter, saying I would take Cam Newton, and I think they would be interested. There's reasons I go Dalton over Newton, and just as I'm handicapping it, this isn't my reason, but I think that Bill Belichick wants to live up to his promise to Brian Hoyer that he gets to compete for the starting job. So if he signs Cam Newton, that's out the window with Brian Hoyer. And so what I think Bill wants is depth in the quarterback room and an open competition among everyone there. And everyone on the same page. And whoever loses the job is not going to be a D-head about it. And Cam Newton, if you bring him in and he loses out, you know, on the job, I mean, and not that he should, but if somehow they want to go with Stidham somewhere in the middle of the year or just go with Stidham, period, Cam Newton pitches a fit and it doesn't work. So that's why I think Cam Newton is not the fit. If your room is Dalton, Hoyer, and Jared Stidham, and anyone loses the job and has to be a backup, you should have no problems in that room. They should all be okay with that because Andy Dalton has no starting job anywhere. You know, if he thinks he's – if Cam Newton can't get a starting job, Andy Dalton ain't getting a starting job. So he's got to accept that he's going to be a backup with a chance to start in certain places, and so he's not going to – so I just think he fits from that standpoint, if you know what I mean.
Definitely. I mean, to me, he makes the most sense from that standpoint. And I also think that in a lot of ways, he's the best fit for their offense of those guys. Now, look, again, you bring in a guy like Newton, fine. I mean, but to me, if you bring in Newton, you have to pretty much commit to him for the season. And I think the real priority for the Patriots here going forward should be the development of Stidham. Now, and that includes, by the way, the possibility that Stidham is not ready at the beginning of the year, that he might, but he might be in the middle. And if he is in the middle and you need to make a switch, Dalton is the better choice than Newton.
Danny in Dorchester, hi. Daniel. Okay, babe, you can call us back. You obviously know the number. Justin's in Rhode Island. Yes, Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to mention, Matt, thanks for the cameo. You shout me out, my boys. You called. You said a mule. Thought you would get a kick out of that, but I like to think Andy Dalton's the same as Ryan Fitzmagic, but without the magic. I think he gets you, what, 6 or 7 wins at most. I think they have a better chance of getting Cam Newton, but like you guys said, if he was to lose a starting job, you kind of want to keep that.
Would you rather Fitzpatrick or Andy Dalton?
It's close.
It's close.
It's close. I'll tell you what, but if you were to say to me, flip it around, let's say Andy Dalton is the quarterback of the Dolphins. Fitzpatrick is with Cincinnati, and they just cut him. Would I bring him in? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. I would take a shot. I would take a shot with Fitzpatrick that Belichick could, you know, put a foot on him and step on him and squeeze out some of those stupid mistakes and bad throws, because I think Fitzpatrick has experience. He has aptitude. By all accounts, he seems like a pretty good guy. And so you bring him in and say, here you go. Here's your shot. If it works out, we'll give you a chance. I would take a shot on Fitzpatrick. Yes.
Jesse in Montreal. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. Hey, I just want to say, you know, with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, I agree with them. They should want to have talent around them because they're in the position to win Super Bowls. They have that feeling. So I don't think they should be satisfied to play with a bunch of Jags. I mean, they're not going to be happy with that. I mean, last year you saw the Chiefs win. Do you think they win without Tyreek Hill and their tight end? What do you guys think?
No, those are big pieces there. But if I'm Kansas City going forward and I've got to spend big bucks or high draft picks to surround Pat Mahomes, that's not what I'm doing. And I'm getting more and more resentful and more annoyed of these high-end quarterbacks, and Brady's definitely on this list, whining and crying about what's surrounding them, especially when you have good coaching and a good scheme and a winning team. You know, the reason we're paying you $30 million is to find the open guy and run the offense and make so-and-so better. If we have to spend through the nose for receivers and keep drafting receivers in the first round, then I'll get Joe Blow at quarterback and they'll just toss it up to my elite first round receivers. I've got you at quarterback to run the offense, pick the defense apart, find the open guy, exploit the openings, and make our receivers better and make everyone better around you. Brady stopped doing it. That's my biggest complaint with Brady here, is that he stopped making guys better. And That didn't used to be that way. There was a time here, Maz. You know, that whole first part of the run, David Givens, even Deion Branch, who I loved, Troy Brown at the end, Watson, Graham, and those were not world-beater weapons. Those were pretty, in the grand scheme of things, kind of pedestrian weapons. When Deion Branch is your number one and, you know, top weapon, you've got a pretty middle-of-the-road weaponry, and they made it work big time because Brady made those around him better. He ran the offense. He read the defense, all that. His favorite guy was the open guy. And as he got older, that disappeared. And I think it's disappearing with Rodgers a little bit. I think he does a better job of making guys better around him than Brady does. But still, you know, it's not about making you better. That's not the point. You're supposed to make everyone else better. That's why we pay you all that money. I actually want to pick up this story. I know you got a thought on that, Maz. I want to pick up that angle to it right after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do. App.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
When you peel away the layers of the onion of this story, it's got to make Packers fans want to cry. Because when you hear Favre say things like bridges have been burned, the wheels are turning, it's a disrespectful message to Rodgers, you can really only see one end, and that's similar to the way it ended with Favre. Now, when Rodgers signed that contract extension the summer of 2018, it contained $98 million in guaranteed money, but no guarantee with how things will end. We talked the other day, Mike, about the salary cap implications in this, and Rodgers has got to play for them for a minimum of two more years. And really, they need him for those two more years, if not longer, because that's their window to be competitive with him and to groom Jordan Love. Because even Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst, who made this decision, said of the Love pick, there's a rawness to him right now. So it's going to be up to them to try to keep Rodgers happy winning now and develop Love for this eventual end that Brett Favre has predicted.
Rob Domofsky, Packers reporter for ESPN. Why would Packers fans want to cry? I mean, they shouldn't. Why? Because it happened to Favre and now it's happening to Rodgers? When it happened to Favre, it was the best thing that ever happened to the team. It's the best thing they ever did. Like, good God. You shouldn't look back sadly at Brett Favre's demise in Green Bay. You should look back fondly on the organization, taking control of the organization and making a tough, hard decision that saved the team and brought them another 10, 15 years of success. So what are you talking about? So try and repeat, you know, that was the best thing the team ever did. So if that's a model for what Gutekunst is doing here with Aaron Rodgers, good for him. Good for him for taking the lead of Ted Thompson all those years ago when they did that to Brett Favre. It's the best thing they ever did. It didn't make me want to cry. It makes me want to do cartwheels. I was thrilled when I saw that. Thrilled.
So when they talk about history repeating itself in Green Bay, I mean, that's the part that Favre misses. The last time the organization was right, it worked. And you mentioned this earlier, and it really is a critical point, at least as much as owners and GMs want to shove the salary cap down your throat. In other words, we've talked in the past about how the Patriots don't want to commit and something like 20% of the payroll or whatever it is to the quarterback. Well, in Green Bay, they decided to go ahead and do that. They're giving Rodgers an average of $33.5 million. So if they're going to do that, well, then he's got to make other guys better.
Exactly.
They have to go with cheaper talent around him that he's going to have to elevate. And, Mike, as you said, Brady used to do that. And forgive me if you said it. My recollection is that you didn't, and this is the point I was going to make. 06, they didn't win it that year. Brady had garbage around him in the receiving core. Garbage. They got to the AFC Championship game, and they could very well have won the freaking thing. Their defense kind of disintegrated at the end, and there was a linebacker playing for him at the time who started that game that I can't remember. Alexander, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, and I remember thinking their defense completely broke down. It wasn't because their offense ultimately failed them, or at least not entirely. And so Brady back then absolutely elevated the team. I'm not sure Rodgers is doing it anymore.
But this whole narrative that you have to surround Brady with better talent, oh, God, I reject that. Thank God the Patriots have gotten out of that before it went too far. And, you know, good for Green Bay for not suffering the same fate. You know,
I feel like hearing you guys, you just don't believe in star power at all. Like, you don't cater to your stars. You don't. They give you a better opportunity to win.
In football, not really, Murray. No, I don't. In basketball, you have to. And we can talk about some other sports. But in football, no. But especially the quarterback, and Maz pointed out, the whole idea to have the Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady figure is to make everybody else around them better. You shouldn't have to coddle them and, you know, go out of your way to surround them, to prop them up. They should be propping up the rest of your roster. That's the whole dynamic there of why you have that and pay that guy in the first place. Yet everyone keeps caterwauling about the Packers not surrounding Rodgers and the Patriots not surrounding Brady, or neither of them drafting receivers this year. Now, it's different with the Patriots, but Peter King had this podcast with Michael Holly on NBC Sports Boston. I just wanted to play this cut because it sort of ties into all this, and it's a little bit of a different angle to it. But you know, the Patriots aren't the only one that passed on receivers this year. The Packers, you know, who it just ties into all this. Not only did the Packers not draft a receiver in the first round, they didn't draft a receiver, period. And they drafted a quarterback in the first round on top of it. You know, talk about the ultimate, you know, sort of slap in the face to Rodgers with the way he's viewing it anyway. But are these teams smart to pass on receivers overall? Here's Peter King.
A.J. Brown, number 41. You keep going down. Mecole Hardman, I think he was 53. And I'm going to miss a couple, but... And, you know, in Seattle, how about Seattle sitting there and getting DK Metcalf at number 64, and he performed like the 10th pick in the draft. And then you go into the third round and you get a guy who was a top five rookie in the NFL last year, Terry McLaurin, who goes to Washington out of Ohio State. So people are saying this year's crop is better than last year. So I'm just simply saying that, you know, I mean, and look, I wrote this week, Mike. If, in my opinion, Bill Belichick could take 10 punters this year in the draft, I'm not saying Bill Belichick doesn't know what he's doing. He does. Obviously, he does. So I'm not going to sit here and say what an idiotic draft, because it wasn't. He drafted the best players that he thought for his team. He deserves every benefit of every doubt, in my opinion. Because he's earned it. He deserves that. But I still think that Green Bay and New England, I think they have to have heart-to-heart personnel talks with each other about the importance of speed in this game and the importance of wide receivers, because they are playing it differently than everybody else.
Okay, so never mind maybe the agendas at work. The Packers' agenda doesn't want to coddle Aaron Rodgers, wants to put him on notice, so we're not going to surround you. And the Patriots, Bill Belichick wanting to prove to everyone, no, we had the receivers for Brady last year. He just didn't like them and didn't want to work with them. So we're not going to, you know, chase receivers this year because we believe in our group and we're going to prove it. So there's sort of a personal agenda on both sides. Did they let those agendas get in the way of smart business? And I thought Peter King made a great point. All those, you know, low round quarterbacks, I'm sorry, all those lower drafted receivers last year that had success. And this year the group's even better. And those two teams didn't get involved with those receivers. Mistake? Question mark.
Well, it feels that way. Yeah, I mean, again, and I do think sometimes the agendas can get in the way. They are human beings, after all, and so I think it was clear, regardless of who the quarterback is, that the Patriots could use another receiver, particularly someone with some sort of speed. Now, if it pans out, then Bill will be right, and if some of those guys in Green Bay continue to develop, whether it's Allison or Lazard or whoever else, then maybe they'll ultimately be validated too. But I do think that organizations make that mistake. Yes. Absolutely, they do.
But it's just a good point. That position, the way the game has gone, that position, there's good players lower in the draft. I think we're seeing that year after year because there's just so many passing offenses now, and there's just so many players available who are proficient in the passing game. The college game has evolved, and so there's just more good receivers available year after year. And you don't have to draft them in the first round, but if you just want to get them, you know, get in line and take one of them, you know, you're going to find players more than you used to. And both those teams sat out this year entirely on what was supposed to be the deepest group ever. So that's just, I think that's a fair second guess by Peter King right there. We'll get back to your phones in our long commercial-free segment right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm pretty much mystified by that. And after this draft, I said, you know what? Now Aaron Rodgers knows what Tom Brady felt like in 2019. You know, when basically the coach and the general manager basically say to Aaron Rodgers, I honestly felt like last year, Bill Belichick said to Brady and Josh McDaniels, you guys figure it out. You always do.
Yep.
And so this year, you look at what happened, you know, in a few places in Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay's worse, though, Michael. At least the Patriots took in Keel Harry last year in the first round. And Green Bay has not taken a wide receiver in the first three rounds in the last 6 years. So it's totally crazy, especially when you look at the way the game has gone.
Again, it's a good point overall. But this thing, oh, wham, poor Tommy. And you know what? It started to happen here. You started to bend over backwards just to try and prop up Brady, and it's cost you big time. It cost you, I mean, that Antonio Brown thing was a debacle. It's cost you millions of dollars. You still have a grievance on the board and millions of dollars at stake. It cost you reputation and, you know, brand, did damage to your brand because that guy's a freaking cretin and he did nothing but drag your brand through the mud and millions of dollars on top of it. It cost you a second round pick for Mohamed Sanu because that thing blew up, and it cost you a first round pick on a guy who may not be worth it in N'Keal Harry just to prop up Tom Brady. It's a wrong, it's a bad way to manage your team to try and prop up your star quarterback because you got to do things to respect your star quarterback. Oh, it's just, oh, God, Green Bay did that for years for Favre. They're not going to make that mistake with Rodgers. God bless them. And the Patriots started to make that mistake with Brady and then cut it off, Mass. So good for them, too, I would say.
I think you can even throw Gronk on that list. They tried to trade him. They were prevented from doing so by the owner, presumably. Maybe, obviously, Gronk said he wouldn't do it either. But it sounds like Kraft may have gotten in the way on that one. Then Gronk strung him along and screwed him out of a tight end. And all because what? Because Brady wanted Gronk? So, again, to me, there are multiple examples of it.
Okay, let's go back to your phone. Steve in Boston. Andy Dalton, you want him?
Well, I just wanted to make a point about the I think Hoy is very solid as far as the Patriots are concerned, because for some reason they look at him as a bench coach, a connection to the past. I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up a quarterback coach. And I want to ask you guys, do you make the same analogy in football as you would in baseball by bringing a pitcher up too early and ruining his career as opposed to as the same thing with a football quarterback?
Sure. Maz, you want to weigh in on that? I mean, I think it's a little worse in football, but
yeah, I think there is some truth to that. I think that there is a timing to it and that you got to wait for the right time because you don't want to destroy a guy's confidence. It's just it's a critical thing, I think, in any player's development. And all I'm saying is Stidham might be ready. I'm just telling you that at the beginning of the offseason, Bedard suggested that the Patriots believed he wasn't. And so if that's true, why would they all of a sudden part from that now when there's been really nothing that has happened in between to suggest that, you know, he made some sort of huge stride on the field when they haven't been on the field?
Well, in
so, I would be careful with that if I were them.
So in football, there's also a physical component. You can get your young quarterback beaten to a pulp, and that ruins them too, which you don't have in baseball. But, the premise is the same, that if the Pats aren't ready to have success – And Jared Stidham is not quite ready to have success. If they throw him in there and he gets beaten up and they lose games and, you know, the pressure turns on him, that does slow his development there for sure. Yeah,
but ultimately, I think you either have the stones and smarts to do it or you don't. And I know that some quarterbacks sit on the bench for a while so that they can make sure they absorb the system and that they're, you know, the most ready that they can possibly be. But when it really comes to nut-cutting time, you either have it or you don't. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think largely, Murray, you're probably right. But, I mean, I'll just give an example. I think Sam Darnold can play, and he has a chance to be a really good NFL quarterback. If if it's going the way it's going with the Jets, they might ruin him, and he might never recover. I mean, honestly, if he gets bad coaching, they lose games, the pressure gets on him with the press, he gets beaten up physically, they may ruin him before he has a chance to get going. And so, I mean, I hear what you're saying about ultimately if you've got the stones, it comes through. I don't know. I think teams and situations and coaches can ruin guys too.
Maybe with Dalton, but when you take that helmet off, what color's the hair?
So, again, you are a gingerist, which is a different issue. Adam and Lowell wants to call out Felger. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Mike, I hear you preach all the time about how first-round, super-talented wide receivers, they don't help you win. And then you just said not 20 minutes ago, fine, we won't deal with the diva quarterback. We'll bring in Joe Blow, and he'll throw it to our first-round, talented wide receivers. You can't have it both ways, guy. And besides that, you're right on the first part. You don't need superstar wide receivers, but you need a guy who can make the throws. Bill's going to find out that very soon this year. And second, Brady had a reason to be mad about his weapons because he took pay cuts, whereas Aaron Rodgers demanded a huge contract, and then Jordy Nelson got cut, and he pissed and moaned about it. Thanks, guys.
So I didn't tell you to draft a receiver in the first round. I mean, just the opposite. Like, I don't care about drafting a receiver there. The thing about paying the guy and catering to these a-hole diva high-maintenance wide receivers is bad for business. So you miss the mark. I don't mind, you know, if you draft a guy in the first round, he's a good player, fine. But if he turns into Odell Beckham or freaking who's the other tool bag? Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, if he becomes one of these guys, those guys are horrible for business. You don't win with those guys. But I don't care about drafting them there. If they're good, they're good. Chris in Hartford. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. I really think that now with Stidham and also with Damian Harris, we're okay. I think there may have been the conflict with the style of Brady, what Brady wanted to do with the
offense.
Hold on.
With Stidham and Damian Harris, they're okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Next year, they're going to be, this kid Harris? Oh, listen, Mike, there was a conflict. Okay, there was a conflict when it came to the offense. And Belichick, he's just waiting his time. He was just waiting.
Okay, so I have to let you go. Damian Harris, Murray, you holding your breath for Damian Harris?
No, and I don't buy into the, well, so many running backs end up getting a redshirt freshman year. They could have used him at points last year when that offense was struggling. And he ended up having, what, 6 snaps? So, no, I don't think he's going to be that big of a factor this year and going forward.
So the only thing I can gather that the caller meant is that because Brady was so, you know, on such a different level with the offense that he had some bias against Harris, and that's part of the reason why Harris
didn't play. He's a running back. You turn around and hand him the ball. He's not running the route tree. What is he talking about?
Well, but there are guys that have gone in there, Mike, in the past that Belichick, even in the backfield, that he didn't believe in the passing game. I mean, Lawrence Maroney, certainly he didn't believe in the passing game. And a big one is blitz pickup.
Do they believe in Sony Michel in the passing game?
Clearly not.
No, but he's not out there in the passing. He's not out there on passing plays.
Yeah, he should be. It was one of the things I thought was one of the reasons that they actually drafted him. He was able to do it pretty well at Georgia.
Look, I think Brady has shut out receivers. I think that's clear and not gotten on the same page with young receivers and guys he doesn't believe in and the circle of trust and all that. Works with the pass-catching options, the tight ends and the receivers. Are you telling me that extends now to the running backs? Don't tell me that it got that bad. I don't believe that.
Well, you're telling me that Brady wouldn't have a disposition against a guy on the field who didn't pick up blitzes, he thought? And again, whether he did or he didn't, in his mind, he was not reliable in a pass protection situation.
That's fine. Don't play him in pass protection situations.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. Maybe Brady didn't like the kid out there because he didn't think he could block. I see what you're saying. Then why wasn't he out there on running plays?
They didn't play him at all. Murray says six snaps.
I misunderstood.
I mean, you have to be out there in passing situations. I don't think Brady shut out Damian Harris. And if he did...
Maz searching for an anti-Brady angle.
No, I understand. I don't think it got that bad.
Just looking for facts, Murray.
Speaking of which, whoa, is that Maz's Apple Watch?
Maybe.
He had it yesterday. He's big on the Andy Dalton thing. And wouldn't you know it, Andy Dalton gets released today. And guess who is reportedly interested in Andy Dalton? We'll pick this up after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Looking for hope?
House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So if Andy Dalton's the next quarterback for the Patriots, how do you feel about that? Does it make you feel worse than if they just go with Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer? Does it make you feel worse if they go with him versus not having drafted someone just recently at the draft? Do you feel worse if it's him over Cam Newton? How do you feel about Andy Dalton as your potential starting quarterback for the Patriots next year? Because Andy Dalton was released today by the Cincinnati Bengals, and at least one report from the Cincinnati Inquirer says the Jaguars and Patriots are among the teams interested in Andy Dalton per a source. That's Tyler Dragon, again, of the Cincinnati Inquirer, who covers the Bengals. And so here we go with Andy Dalton to the Patriots. Maz, you're already smirking.
Oh, look, I'm in on Dalton. I think he makes a lot of sense for the Patriots. And I felt like before we absolutely locked in on Hoyer and Stidham as the guys, we had to let the Dalton thing play out. And the reporter who tweeted it, you said again it was Tyler Dragon, right?
Yep.
Out of Cincinnati. I'm willing to bet that he got it directly from Dalton. Remember, Dalton's been there 9 years. He's got the reputation of being a good guy to media and other people, upstanding guy, professional guy. And I think he makes a lot of sense for the Patriots. I think the Patriots have some interest in Dalton. I think they've asked about Dalton. They knew he was going to hit the street. And they've been kicking it around. And a lot of it might come down to ultimately what Dalton chooses. And I'll say it again. If I'm him right now, I've made my money. A good chunk of it. I need to reestablish myself as a viable NFL starter. I need credibility, and what better place to get that than in Foxborough with Bill Belichick?
Do you think, Maz, and again, just I know you're just spitballing. You have no inside information. You know, I know.
Correct.
Do you think that there's a big – what's the bigger unknown, whether the Patriots want Dalton or whether Dalton would choose the Patriots over the Jaguars? In other words, do you think the Patriots' interest in Dalton is stronger than vice versa?
Yes.
That's the Apple Watch. There's his Apple Watch.
Because what I don't know anything about Dalton. It's not like I've ever met the guy or anything like it. And when I say, I mean, I know what I read, but to me that is only the sort of spin control and the public image and everything else. So, Greg Bedard, for example, at Boston Sports Journal, says that he thinks Dalton might pick the money. And if Dalton wants the money, then he's not going to get it in Foxborough. That's not the reason to come here.
So, and the thing there is, if it's the Patriots and Jaguars.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So if Andy Dalton's the next quarterback for the Patriots, how do you feel about that? Does it make you feel worse than if they just go with Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer? Does it make you feel worse if they go with him versus not having drafted someone just recently at the draft? Do you feel worse if it's him over Cam Newton? How do you feel about Andy Dalton as your potential starting quarterback for the Patriots next year? Because Andy Dalton was released today by the Cincinnati Bengals, And at least one report from the Cincinnati Inquirer says the Jaguars and Patriots are among the teams interested in Andy Dalton per a source. That's Tyler Dragon, again, of the Cincinnati Inquirer, who covers the Bengals. And so here we go with Andy Dalton to the Patriots. Maz, you're already smirking.
Well, look, I'm in on Dalton. I think he makes a lot of sense for the Patriots. And I felt like before we absolutely locked in on Hoyer and Stidham as the guys, we had to let the Dalton thing play out. And the reporter who tweeted it, you said again it was Tyler Dragon, right?
Yep.
Out of Cincinnati. I'm willing to bet that he got it directly from Dalton. Remember, Dalton's been there 9 years. He's got the reputation of being a good guy to media and other people, upstanding guy, professional guy. And I think he makes a lot of sense for the Patriots. I think the Patriots have some interest in Dalton. I think they've asked about Dalton. They knew he was going to hit the street. And they've been kicking it around. And a lot of it might come down to ultimately what Dalton chooses. And I'll say it again. If I'm him right now, I've made my money. A good chunk of it. I need to reestablish myself as a viable NFL starter. I need credibility, and what better place to get that than in Foxborough with Bill Belichick?
Do you think, Maz, and again, just I know you're just spitballing. You have no inside information. You know, I know.
Correct.
Do you think that there's a big, what's the bigger unknown? Whether the Patriots want Dalton or whether Dalton would choose the Patriots over the Jaguars? In other words, do you think the Patriots' interest in Dalton is stronger than vice versa?
Yes.
That's the Apple Watch. There's his Apple Watch.
Because what I don't know anything about Dalton. It's not like I've ever met the guy or anything like it. And when I say, I mean, I know what I read, but to me that is only the sort of spin control and the public image and everything else. So, Greg Bedard, for example, at Boston Sports Journal, says that he thinks Dalton might pick the money. And if Dalton wants the money, then he's not going to get it in Foxborough. That's not the reason to come here.
So, and the thing there is, if it's the Patriots and Jaguars, Jaguars have more money to give them. It's probably a better chance to start, I would think. I don't know, toss up. It's hard to know. Maybe they would promise it to him in Jacksonville over Minshew. I mean, I don't know. So let's just say, for the sake of this, more money in Jacksonville and a better chance to start in Jacksonville. And what was the connection with the offensive coordinator, Murray, you said earlier?
Jay Gruden. He was worked with Jay Gruden in Cincinnati. Now he's the offensive coordinator with the Jaguars.
Okay, so those three things might lead him to take that Jaguars job. What a mistake by him, I think. Mistake by him. You're going to go 3-13, get your brains beat in again. Attend to that watch there, Maz. You're not going to play well. The team's not going to play well. And so what? So for 1 year, you make a couple million extra than you would here, versus if you come here, you're not going to make as much. And Bill's going to, on paper, make you compete, but you have a chance to go to the playoffs, win playoff games, and resurrect your career. And whatever you left on the table in the short term, you'll make up in your next contract, because you'll become a viable option in the league again if you come here. So what a mistake if he chose Jacksonville over here, Maz.
No, Jacksonville's the play. That's the smart play. These are uncertain economic times. Take the cash and the comfort. Go work with a guy you already worked with in Cincinnati. You're not going to win here. You know in your core, you suck, you're a bum. So get the money while you can. Okay. Jacksonville's the play. Go Jags.
And if you're joining us, Big Jim Murray hates Andy Dalton.
Yes, I do. Yeah, the Patriots need a quarterback that does not turn the ball over. Dalton makes terrible decisions with the ball, so no. You go with Stidham. More unknown, more upside, familiar with the system. 14 interceptions last year for this ginger bum in 13 games, so Stidham's the guy. Dalton, no.
Okay, I think Bill would win with Andy Dalton. I think that...
Me too.
I think he's, in some respects, he's a perfect guy for him. I think, and I've talked about this a lot, system guy. I want a system guy for Bill Belichick because I do believe in his system. And I think Dalton is the classic system guy, and he'll take what the defense gives him. He'll run the offense, and he'll be as good as the offense is. And if the offense is good, he'll be good. If the offense is bad, he probably won't elevate it. But I'm banking on the offense being good and Bill coaching it up, and he's a perfect guy for that. And I don't know what Stidham is. I'm hoping he's the future. I think he's the future. I think the fact they didn't draft someone tells me he's the future. But maybe he's not quite ready right now. So what's the best way to bridge that? What's the best way to get to Stidham and Stidham's readiness? I think it's the red rifle. So I'd be more than happy with Andy Dalton. I think I've told you, you win the division with Jared Stidham, and you win the division with Brian Hoyer, for crying out loud. You really win the division with Andy Dalton. I think you're even a little better with this guy.
I mean, to me, what Dalton really needs to decide is, what's my best chance of success? And so, because to me, the money's irrelevant. If he succeeds, he'll get paid. And I looked it up. He's already made, according to, you know, Spotrac, over $80 million in his career. So he's got plenty of dough. I mean, in the real world, that's a lot of money. And so do what the Patriots do. Use them like they're going to use you. Use them as a platform. What's good for you is good for me. Let's use each other. And reestablish yourself as a starter in the league. Market yourself to someone else and get another three-year deal out of it.
So PR-wise, they take a hit if they do it. PR-wise, people have wrapped their heads around. Jared Stidham's the next guy. They drafted Jared Stidham. They've developed Jared Stidham. So we're going to take a big step back in the short term, Brady to Stidham. But at least that's the plan, and we're going to accept it. And I feel there's been acceptance of that. If they have to bring in Andy Dalton, who people can't stand, I think the perception is they don't have a plan, or the perception is they drafted the wrong guy in Stidham. Otherwise, why would they have to bring in Andy Dalton? And why do you have Andy Dalton in my face anyway? You know, so I think Bill would take a short-term hit on that. But I don't necessarily think that means he's without a plan. Maybe Andy Dalton was the plan all along. I mean, as we point out many times, Peter King on January 9th, for crying out loud, 4 days after the season ended, 4 days after that Tennessee loss, before you even knew Brady was gone or anything was happening, or, you know, Burrow or anything, said Andy Dalton to the Patriots. I don't know anything, but I wouldn't be surprised, he says, 4 days later. And, oh, by the way, just 4 days prior, he had an exclusive one-on-one with the owner, Robert Kraft. So I felt the second Peter King said that did not come out of nowhere. And now here we are, and it's right back up again. And so maybe that was the plan all along. Although I don't think that's going to be perceived that way, Maz. I think it's going to be perceived as Bill grasping at straws.
Okay, but again, so there's negative PR fallout from it, as opposed to what? Drafting a safety from Division II?
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't think he cares
about that. You can't spin it as a plan. You were waiting for this bum to get cut by this team,
yeah,
whose sideline you were filming. Like, that was the plan. Oh, hey, we need a living room set. Should we go to the store and buy one, or wait for the neighbor to throw one out? Oh, that was the plan. See, we got one. Please, it's not a plan.
No, it's a plan, Murray. It's just one that you don't like.
Hold on. You don't think they might have had their eye on him from the very start?
Trade for him if you want him that bad. If that was the plan, you would have traded for him. Oh, no, we're going to wait till he gets cut.
Murray,
oh, please, the spin from you two on this and anyone else that's going to try to do that. Please,
Murray,
the plan.
That's silly. Why would you trade for someone who's going to be cut and you can sign him for nothing? Why would anyone do that?
If you wanted him that bad, you make a move for him. You don't do that. No,
no,
I'm not
you
buying
don't.
It.
No, you don't. The NFL is known. It is. There's a million examples of guys not getting traded because the whole league knows they're going to be traded, so they don't say we're going to wait for you to release him. It happens to everyone.
If he's that valuable of an asset, then you worry about someone like the Jaguars or someone else that actually needs a backup like Pittsburgh swooping in and taking him. If you want him, you would have traded a sixth rounder for him or something like that. Please, it's not a plan.
Well, so he's not that valuable an asset, but he's part of a bigger picture. And Murray, I'm not telling you this guy's great, but look at it this way. Nick Foles got traded from Jacksonville to Chicago. They had to give up, a fourth-round pick, the Bears did, and they got to pay Foles $21 million. Dalton and Jameis Winston are costing those teams nothing. Now, independent of which player you like and don't like, which teams made the better deal?
Huh?
So, in other words, you don't like Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Okay? But who made
don't
a better
use your
deal?
Mind tricks on me. Here's
who
the
made,
thing.
Who
you
made
don't
a
know.
Better deal? Who made a better deal, Murray? New Orleans signing Jameis Winston for $1.1 million or the Bears trading a fourth and paying Nick Foles $21 million or whatever it is?
No, Nick Foles is the better quarterback, so I'm going with the Bears. Don't use your mind tricks on me. Here's the thing.
No, they're called
you don't
fast.
Know. You don't know if this bum is going to end up picking you once he gets cut and is a free agent. Again, I think he's right to go to Jacksonville. Get the money now. Go be comfortable. Work with an OC that you've worked with before in Jay Gruden instead of this taskmaster who's going to bust your balls and make you watch film 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Well, you do know he's coming here if you've tampered, which I hope they've done.
I was going to say, Murray, I mean, what if you do know he wants to come here? What if you just know it because everyone talks?
Well, I'm ready to boo him.
Do you think Peter King just got that out of just was literally just spitballing?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Because I don't like Peter King.
Well, at least Murray's promoting his own agendas today.
So, Murray has a certain thing against Andy Dalton. As he wrote us this morning, oh, what wonderful news to wake up to at around noon. So glad my nightly wish of please let tomorrow be the day that I don't wake up once again didn't come true. Andy Dalton released, and there's already stories of interest by the Patriots, of which I'll choose to ignore it until it actually happens, God forbid. I'll just add that if he does get signed by the Patriots, I'll be rooting for the virus. I'm not kidding. Keep football closed, no fans, no games, go COVID. That's how much Big Jim Murray hates Andy Dalton.
True. And before I get any more whiny emails from angry, uptight boars about that, don't you know people are dying? I know the virus is serious. I know you morons. It's a joke. It's a joke. Take a joke. Jesus.
Right. He's joking. Ish. That's how much he hates Andy Dalton. Why do you hate Andy Dalton so much?
Because he sucks. So Maz wants to still try to make a case like between 2011, 2015, especially 2015. People look at the numbers from 2015. Okay, in 5 years, that 77 games that he started, 11 to 15, how many games do you think he won against winning teams in that stretch?
Not many.
15. Primetime games. He can't win them. Postseason games. He can't win them. He's a turnover waiting to happen. He stinks. I don't just think it's just the Bengals thing. You either have it or you don't at that position. 37 picks in the last 3 years combined. He lost his job to Ryan Finley last year. He blows. Hold I don't on. Want any part of him. So he's bad for business.
Okay, so two things. 37 picks over the last 3 years. That's 13 per year. Or it's less. It's 12 per year. If he comes in and starts 16 games and throws 12 interceptions, that's a win. He's taking care of the ball. That's good. That's a good number. So I'm sorry, Murray. 37 picks over 3 years. You know how many games? I think he didn't play a full year last year.
13 last year.
Okay, so like it's higher than that. But if he comes in and throws less than 15 interceptions, I think he'll take that. 12 interceptions. If he's in that range, that's decent. That's fine. One, two. If he just beats the bad teams, well, fine. What did you do last year? That's all you did last year, and you went 12-4. So if he comes in and just beats the losing teams, the bad teams, wins the games he should win, that's all I'm looking for. That's all I want. That's all I expect Stidham to do. I don't expect Stidham to walk into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs or any of these other guys. Are they at Seattle or home against Seattle?
At Seattle.
So I don't expect any of these guys. So
yeah, that's a loss.
Okay, so like exactly, Stidham and Andy Dalton, Brian Hoyer, they're going to lose at Seattle, but. Can you beat a losing Arizona team at home? Can you beat the losing Oakland Raiders here at home? Can you beat the bum AFC East teams at home? If Andy Dalton can do that, then he's done his job. Take care of the ball, win the games you should win. Perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for. And when it comes to taking care of the ball and winning the games you should win, I do. I think I put him ahead. I do put him ahead of Brian Hoyer, although I think he can do that too. And he's a more known commodity than Jared Stidham. I'm in on Andy Dalton. How about you folks? To you right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.